Okay, so now as a presentation, Molly has written a story for us to reflect on the idea of emergence.
All right. Yeah, so as Jaya sort of explained, we decided to take on planning this service for everyone as the young adults group. People might not know, but we meet once every 2 weeks here at the church and have sort of a chowl circle. So that's where we get started. And then Norm asked us to, if we'd be interested in taking on a service, and it seemed daunting, but we decided to go for it, and here we are now. We were talking a bit briefly about a few different themes we could use for emergence, the idea of an insect, like a dragonfly or a butterfly, but in the end we really liked the theme of beach glass because the journey is not predetermined and it can come out in all different forms and shapes and sizes. So I'll read this not too long story about beach glass, which I think ties in really nicely with the story we just heard in the Children of All Ages. So, once long ago, there was a bottle. Smooth, cool, green glass. A round body with a long neck, stamped with a logo at the factory where it was formed not very long ago. It was filled up with a sweet, sugary liquid, wrapped and packaged, placed into a box with many other bottles just like it. Then the box was placed into a truck with many, many other boxes, and the truck drove in a long line along many, many other trucks. Our bottle traveled great distances, over highways and eventually across oceans by boat, but it wasn't scared of the long, bumpy journey. It knew this was the plan. Its destiny was to someday reach a host where it would live in a fridge, and eventually, after a long, long life for a bottle, which isn't very long, it would head to the great big recycling plant in the sky. Eventually, after a long journey, the bottle reached the freezers of a supermarket, and then finally, one lucky day, it was picked from its peers by a large, warm hand and placed carefully into a dark bag alongside hot dogs and potato salad and other groceries. The bottle was content. It knew it was on a path to the fridge of a family home where it would live. It knew that it was where it was supposed to be. This was what all the stories it had heard of its whole life had talked about. It wondered who its neighbors in the fridge would be. It wondered if the fridge would be large and spacious or small and cozy. Either way, the bottle was excited to find out soon. But then the bottle, when it was finally taken out of the bag, after a short but windy car ride, it was surprised to see there was no fridge in sight. There was not even a home in sight. It was on a grassy hillside. The sharp sun was glaring brightly, there was a cold breeze blowing, there were people laughing loudly and smiling, a red and white blanket was laid out over the grass, the smell of hamburgers was in the air, and so was the smell of the ocean. The bottle was put into a tub filled with ice with other bottles, all different. None looked familiar, none were from the factory where it was made. The bottle began to grow nervous. It wasn't a cool, calm fridge at all. The hot sun beat down and melted the ice around it. It began to wonder how long it would be before they left this place. It started to feel nervous and out of sorts. This was not in the stories it had been told. Eventually, the hot sun set and the crowd of people became smaller and smaller. The ice in the bucket had all turned to water. Suddenly, the bucket was upturned by large hands, and the water and there were bottles left in the bucket washed out over the grass. Our bottle rolled and rolled, farther than any of the others, into deep, soft green grass. And as the hands went around gathering the remaining bottles, ours was missed. The people left, they packed their belongings, they drove away in cars, and our bottle remained, forgotten, alone, and now quite worried. And that night it rained, very, very hard. A fierce storm blew across the hill, just like the one we just created. The rain pooled around the bottle, the wind moved it from side to side, and eventually it began to roll once more. Down the hill it rolled, picking up speed, bumping over small pebbles and stones, and then all of a sudden, the bottle was flying. Or it was falling, over a cliff. It was only in the air for a few short minutes before it hit the hard, icy water. It sank to the bottom of the ocean. It was tossed roughly by the waves, pushed over the sandy bottom with the power of the tides. It was scratched, chipped, and eventually it shattered. The bottle, which had always been a bottle, was suddenly something completely different. Broken glass, 100 pieces, dispersed across the ocean floor. And now the glass, was outright scared. How in the world would it make it to the fridge where it was meant to be, where the stories have been told about? Who would ever want sharp shards of broken glass alongside their ketchup and their pickles? No one was even around. It was lonely in this dark place. It was cold. The bottle wished it had never left the factory where it was formed. It wished it had been placed in a different box or a different truck or taken to a different store or chosen by a different hand. The glass at the bottom of the ocean, all of the pieces were rolled and tossed for many, many days and nights. Some pieces were swept away long distances, never to be seen again. Some were buried deep into the sand, where they rested for years and years to come. But many pieces eventually came to be washed onto the shore nearby. They were rolled back and forth, for many, many more days and nights. Eventually the glass stopped thinking about the fridge it had once dreamed of. Little by little, it became used to the ocean and the beach. It began to think of it as their home. They liked the cold water, the warming up in the hot sun at noon. They liked watching the seagulls pick across the beach and the crabs scuttling under the water and the seaweed swaying peacefully in the tides. And eventually they could hardly remember the time when the ocean felt frightening and foreign. They were no longer mad at the sea for shattering of their bottle. The ocean was just being an ocean. It didn't even know of the bottle and its worries. One spring morning, a young woman walked down the beach. The fog was receding from the water and the sun was just beginning to cut through the clouds. She stopped often as she walked, picking up seashells and sand dollars, smooth rocks, and the greatest treasure of all to her, beach glass. Many, many pieces of the glass went home with her that day. The pieces of the bottle missed the ocean, but they had become accustomed to change and wondered what was in store for the next chapter of their life. The woman worked over the next few days. She wrapped the glass in thin metal with beads and thread. She brought all of her work with her to the market the next weekend. She displayed them with pride against a white cloth. Some of the larger pieces have become pendants and ornaments, hung on necklaces and Christmas trees and in the window to catch the light. And the smaller pieces have become earrings, rings, charms. Many people who visited her stand complimented the beauty of the beach glass. They touched the round, smooth edges, and they said it reminded them of the ocean. Today, the pieces of the bottle are scattered far and wide. Some are still in the sea. Some are hanging on windows and on trees at Christmas time. Some are worn proudly as necklaces, earrings, and rings. They are celebrated and complimented. None are perfectly round or smooth. None are uniform in shape and color. But that is why they are cherished and loved. They are real and authentic. They carry their journey with them, and they tell a story of their travels.